The latest show from the artist and filmmaker Matthew Barney fills Manhattan's Guggenheim Museum. It's called The Cremaster Cycle. In the exhibit, five experimental films play continuously. Bizarre props from those films line the six levels of the Guggenheim's enormous rotunda. They include sculptures made of frozen Vaseline, tapioca, and potatoes. There are also photos of Barney in nightmarish costumes. Now that the Guggenheim show is in its final week, the Cremaster films are opening around the country. WNYC's Jad Abumrad filed this report.
It's a parallel universe. People are not quite people the way we know them to be. They've become satyrs. They've become beautiful women with glass prosthetic legs.
It's just like, whoa, what's coming at you, you know?
Everything has been made 1 degree away from the normal. In other words, it's become a dream world.
Okay, well, my name is Nancy Spector, and I'm curator of contemporary art at the Guggenheim Museum. The Cremaster Cycle is a five-part cycle comprised of five films, drawings, photographs, and related sculptures, and they're all present in this exhibition. And Matthew's woven them together in a site-specific presentation.
It's amazing to be in here and see part of it filmed where I was walking and sort of see the connection.
I'm looking at Matthew Barney emerging from some form of flower.
Is this today's world?
With ribbons protruding from his penis.
There's a part of me who wants to say,
wonderful garden.
Freak, man, freak.
Matthew began the cycle with a biological metaphor, the seven-week-old embryo that is neither male nor female yet. The chromosomal mapping is in fact in place, but the hormones that are going to trigger separation or differentiation has not happened. So it's that moment that can be considered as pure potential. And that only lasts an instant, really. So we're standing in front of a sculpture called Partition, which is a bar. It is horseshoe-shaped and is cast from frozen Vaseline.
My name is Matt Ryle. I work for Matthew Barney. To me, the materials are the most fascinating thing.
And it's actually technically made by a whole network of refrigeration tubes onto which the Vaseline is placed.
Tapioca, petroleum jelly, kind of, to me, they're things that are ubiquitous, but somehow the way that they're put in these, in the context of Matthew's work, they become really fascinating as surfaces, as objects.
It's cool that make that.
You can see kids running around with jelly in their hands and they're sitting on sculptures. It makes me nervous making the work. I don't like people touching it and knowing that I'm going to end up fixing it later.
I'm standing in front of a film, Cremaster 5, on the top floor of the Guggenheim. There's big video screens. It's an underwater shot of what looks like mystical sea creatures.
I think young people are immediately attracted to his work, perhaps more so than older people, because he has images that move.
A woman in a black velvet dress singing opera.
For me, it all comes down to music video.
My name is Mark Stevens.
Roberta Smith.
I'm the art critic for New York Magazine.
The New York Times. There's something that happens one-on-one between a viewer and an artwork. I mean, like Duchamp said, you know, it's the viewer that completes the artwork. I'm not sure that you have to make that effort with the body.
I'm letting it float through my mind more than trying to pin it down.
You can just sort of lie back and it will wash over you, and you're not called upon to necessarily make sense of it.
We don't get it.
I have to go home and ask my daughter what it all means.
Who really cares what the plot of the opera is? You go for the music, for the acting, for the voice. And similarly with Barney, you can care or not what the overall arching meaning is, whether it's profound or not, pretentious or not. The individual images are what counts for me.
I don't know much about art, but you know, it really grabs me, you know.
So in some ways I could say, yeah, I love what he's doing if I don't have to call it art. You know, if I can call it this kind of idiosyncratic derivative of popular culture.
Reflections on Matthew Barney's Cremaster Cycle from critics Mark Stevens and Roberta Smith, curator Nancy Spector and artist Matthew Riles, as well as the following visitors: Alice Spencer, Lou Malloy, Oscar Hallis, Deborah and Jim Reese, Keo Abe. Our piece was produced by Jad Abumrad with Neda Purang.